Hello and welcome to today's episode of BrogitCast. On BrogitCast, our desire is to share with you truths that can empower you to maximize your phase of life and prepare you for a great future. My name is Joseph Jinwoki. As an undergraduate, a number of times I've seen lecturers come into class. Sometimes it's lecturers you have never seen from the beginning of the semester, but a week before exam or Friday before exam, which is on Monday, they come into the class and they finish class and say, in the course of their what they call lecturing, they give you areas of concentration. There are also times I've seen lecturers who labor from the beginning of the semester towards the end. And when it's exam time, students are asking, oh, sir, area of concentration. Now, why students do those kind of stuff is that they want to know what to read and what to leave out to read for the exam, so that they don't just get their AJ jelly and get out of the school. Now, the question I'm asking today on this podcast is, what is wrong with lecturers' area of concentration? I'll tell you what is wrong with it. But before I do that, let me just tell you what is right with it. What is right with it is that, you get your A easily without stressing yourself. But there are so many other wrong things with it that outweighs whatever thing you are getting from it, whatever thing is right about it. One of them is this. When you get your lecturer's area of concentration, you leave out a lot of materials, a lot of areas you should read in your notes or coursework, and focus on a particular set of things and get an A. It's a round of applause for yourself. What now happens is this. You have gotten an A, but you have left out some materials you should study. Now, do you know what happens? When you graduate and go to work, when you graduate and start your own business, when you graduate and somebody wants to consult you, they do not come to you with a problem based on the exams you passed or the areas of concentration you were able to concentrate on well and do very well in. You know what they come to you with? They say, you studied medicine. You studied crop science. So, crop scientist, I need your advice on this. Do you know what you are going to do? What's going to happen if you concentrated on some areas all the while studying? You will just, if it asks any question beyond your area of concentration, you will fumble. Guess what? You put shame on yourself in the process, or you start trying to cover up with big English. And let me tell you, people who don't know your course, when you start covering up, they know. Most people that know something can explain it to an illiterate to understand. When you want to use big English to cover up, they know. So please, it's crucial that you forget the man's area of concentration for a while, settle down and study your course to practice. Study it to know. Study it knowing that tomorrow you are going to meet with challenges, meet with tasks, meet with work that does not know your area of concentration, but know you have studied banking and finance. So these are things you bear in mind, and you go to school with the mindset, I have come to learn. If a lecturer offers you area of concentration, collect it to just get an A. But please understand that you should study your course very well. When I had to do professional training in broadcasting, I go to the school, saw course outline, went online, downloaded materials on those courses, I started studying them. The reason is that I know that this is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to practice it. I'm going to sit down and consult on this matter. So I don't want, the man doesn't know much to teach me as a matter of, no matter how much he tries. So I went online, studied materials and read. If I sit down to discuss with you, I discuss more than what the person has said in class, because it's not a custodian of knowledge, and how long do we even have in the class? You understand? So please look away from the area of concentration and begin to study to know, because you are preparing for life, not exam. Let me also tell you, anybody that doesn't teach you but gives you area of concentration to get an A has cheated you. He was paid to teach you. He gave you area of concentration. Focus on what? I have come to school to do what? Learn. Area of concentration can help you get an exam, but it can embarrass you when work is given to you in real life. Your supervisor doesn't know the area you concentrated on. The job interview panel did not know the area you concentrated on. All they know is this: you studied accounting, and they will give you questions on it. If you didn't concentrate on everything, you start fumbling.
Thanks for tuning into BrogitCast today.
You can download more of these when you visit brojit.com/brojitcast. To get more notifications on our latest posts, podcast, book, and program, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Brojit World. You can join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending BJC to 0810-550-4664.